So as well as equal pay and business opportunities, what else are women striving to change in their lives as we mark International Women's Day? Kate Rafferty caught up with a diverse bunch of women across Sydney.
I think what I'm more interested in is flexibility for women around parenting or other health issues. I guess I'm speaking for a friend who's going through IVF at the moment and isn't getting enough flexibility for that despite it being in her contract.
Well, I think women, they shouldn't be attacked on the road. There should be more protection, but it's hard.
Women in third world countries have to cope with lack of facilities like toilets and their privacy.
I think that all men and women should be equal. Like, men do not get better rights than us. Women, we should not as well get better rights than men.
Things like gender disparities in the workplace, domestic violence, previous gender norms, it all sort of combines together.
The different views on abortion and how women are viewed when they, you know, have to go through that.
I think the thing that I'm most passionate about right now is sexual assault and safety for women.
I think that we all really connect to the idea of feminism and the idea of moving forward into a more equal world and a more positive world for everyone to live in. Like, feminism isn't just good for women, it's good for men. It creates a more balanced society for us all to live in, and I think everyone is feeling like this is moving in a good direction.
A few thoughts from women across Sydney.